Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, live from a downpour in Chicago, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Welcome to the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And again, live from Chicago. It was a great day today. One of my favorite journalists, the famous Neil Steinberg, who writes on everything for the Chicago Sun-Times. He's not a sports guy. Just today, he wrote a feature article in the Chicago Sun-Times, one of my favorite papers, and his headline was "Stressed about kids playing sports? Experts offer advice." So we're going to be talking a lot about the book and the topic of youth sports. Matter of fact, returning back, one of our most popular guests, Dr. Denise McDermott. She's an adult and child psychiatrist. She's a author. She does a podcast, and she really is one of the leading. I call her a holistic psychiatrist. And then we're going to have, and she also absolutely has contributed to the book. Our hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Her contribution topic: youth athletics as mind medicine for life. Great article. Kate Nematolahi, she's the Director of Education for the National Alliance for Youth Sports, NAYS. As a matter of fact, they had featured the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, last month. Was interviewing my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky Zartman. But first, let's welcome back Dr. Denise McDermott. Welcome back, Dr. Denise.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just honored to be on the show, and I'm really excited to talk more about the book.
Yes, the whole concept of the challenge of youth sports in so many different directions. This is not a book for superstars or only kids who are maybe becoming a scholarship or professional athletes. This is a book. It's called An Essential Guide for Any Parent with a Child in Sports. The key points being, let's prevent injury and be safe. And the other key point being, there's such a mental component to all aspects and levels of youth sports. And that's really why we've talked so much about the mental game. And that's where Dr. Denise, you know, comes in. Give us a little bit of background about yourself leading up to include maybe the contribution to the book with your world and your practice out in California.
Well, I'm really fortunate. I have a practice where I see 60% children and teens. I see 40% adults. And I have this longevity with the patients in my practice. So if I've seen like a 12-year-old that was bullied, you know, I now know him as a 25-year-old graduating from engineering school. So I have a really cool practice. It's not just a grab your prescription pad. I feel like I know my patients, the families, I really care. And, you know, a lot of them play sports. I'm here in Manhattan Beach, and I've got an office in Redondo Beach. And these issues that this book, Hey Sports Parents, addresses, they're just fantastic. It's such a good guide of prevention, also encouraging. I love what you've done, you and Sharky, with regard to making sure the kids are having fun and that parents aren't vicariously just living through their kids, that they're actually trying to help their kids, you know, have self-efficacy and self-regulation. So I think the way
Sharky, you know, Sharky is a Hall of Fame volleyballer. She's in your neck of the woods. I think you guys just got together for lunch not more than a couple of weeks ago. Both of you lucky ladies are out there in Southern California, you know, out by the beach. She's lived it. Sharkey became, again, a world-class volleyballer. Both her daughters were Division I volleyballers. Yet Sharkey stresses big time, right out of the box, the importance of fun. My famous son, I dedicate part of my section of the book to the late Jim Vickery. He was on the radio with me for 3-4 years in the 90s, and he paid such attention and stressed the fact that if young boys or girls started to think of their sports as a drill or as a job, they were gone. And they would back out, they would quit. You know, mental burnout, of course, is such a big topic, as is parent behavior, and as is, you know, the beginning of my book, there's a fantastic picture of Tanya Lysacek. She's the mom of Evan Lysacek, who was a 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skater, and he's got a great quote about his mom. My quote is, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate. 15 years later, he was the best in the world. I watched that whole experience. It really was something. And, you know, I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old figure skater skate. But the pressures and all aspects of youth sports has it become a big, big business, Dr. Denise, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And actually, I just had something recently happen where an athlete, and I don't want to say which sport because I want to respect their confidentiality, but a female athlete who had been playing her sport since age 6, you know, had an injury and was, you know, came to see me. And this is someone who was supposed to play college ball right at, you know, the junior year of high school. So it just can be devastating, too.
I'm you sure. Know, I know smart decision. Smart decision by the family. One of the key areas also on the sports doctor that we have stressed is the mental challenge of coming back from injury. Whether you, again, are a professional, whether you are a serious athlete where, you know, man, you've got to be times of the essence and the pressures are immense. This is one of the areas where we start getting into a very big topic in the book, which is called youth sports and drugs, and the pressure to play or the pressure to come back.
That's exactly what just happened. I want to share with you. Yeah, what I want to share with you is exactly what we're talking about. The people get the pressure to get back in the game quicker than they're healed, and then we see the re-injury factor. And then on my
Welcome to the challenges, which again involve this tremendous pressure. You know, to the point that I've actually renamed performance-enhancing drugs with another label, and my new label is called performance-surviving drugs, where these painkillers and all of these things come into play when the pressure is on, when the pressure is outlandish. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back 10 years or more on radio shows. You could see what the topics were, who some of the guests were, where all aspects of sports medicine, health, wellness, high performance, nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. I can't tell you how many guests I get from the Twitter world. And again, the whole idea of naming the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents was the whole interaction of the Twitter. So you could follow us in that regard or go at Sports Doc. Now, Dr. Denise, I know you've been very active in the podcasting world as well as the what's the book that you authored?
Mental Health and How to Thrive. And there's really a way that we can kind of get in a healthy, positive mindset, Dr. Bob, just by the words we choose, the way we think. We can do this in the classroom, on the sports field. And so I'm very passionate about talking about mental health in a new way. In fact, instead of using the word disorder, I like to use the word neurostyle. And so I really try to empower my patients to come from a place of health and healing instead of illness. And I think that that's a very, very progressive way of thinking medicine. I think the linear language is very much an illness one with regard to Western medicine, and it's shifting. And so I'm very passionate. So the book's Mental Health and How to Thrive. And then my podcast is The Dr. Denise Show. And then I'm doing some other work with some athletes. I'm going to be doing some filming about mindfulness, getting the movement going, and working with some professional athletes. It's another
What's the website?
New project. The
website's
Dr. Denise.
People could find out all about you.
DrDeniseMD.com. DrDeniseMD.com. And then I'm at Dr. Denise MD on Twitter and Facebook, and now I'm active on Instagram.
Yes, again, in the concept of hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where Sharkey dealt with the first section of the book called Sports Parenting 101. And I got to tell you, and I'm sure you'll agree, one of the best parts of the book are these 21 cartoons.
I love it.
Are included. They are so apropos, so witty. But Sharkey talks about all aspects of sports parenting and choosing a coach and what level, et cetera, et cetera. We even included, very importantly, the abuse stuff and challenges.
I was going to compliment you guys on that. What I loved is there's stuff about if there's abuse with athletes sexually, emotionally. I love there's the way the bullet points are in the book of the 7 habits of savvy sports parents. The way that the book is structured, everyone out there, which is why you should really get this book, is they have these bullet points and these great, so it's not only the cartoons, there's often tips right at the end, because I know a lot of us are busy, and so you can just turn to write the issue that you're looking at. And Dr. Bob, I loved your chapter on prevention with regard to concussions, and you really kind of went for it. I'm really proud of you, because I know that this is your belief system, but a lot of people are afraid to talk about concussions in football. So everything's discussed.
It's interesting. Again, the second part of the book is called The Sports Doctor's In, yours truly, where, again, I'm talking again about everything from choosing the right shoe for your son or daughter to the whole concept of specialization. I call it the prodigy sport, where, again, figure skating, gymnastics, tennis, soccer, think about it. 10, 11, 12-year-olds who want to play the same sport all the time, no matter what anybody tells them. The name of the chapter, I call it, What Are We Going to Do About Youth Tackle Football? This is a great dilemma for our society. There is no safe tackle football, whether we like it or not, whether the National Football League, we're also, again, talking about the addition of You're One of Them, experts chiming in on nutrition, on physical training, on coaching and parent cooperation, again, on the whole thriving side that you bring in. What a great title of your book, because, again, in high performance or sport, thriving is a great word. And then the last part of the book is called Parents' Perspectives, where we have 5 different parents, and most of the experts and almost all of the parents have been on my show sometime in the past.
That's fantastic.
Some of them are parents of young patients of mine. So the overall effect is, again, whether your son or daughter wants to have fun, you really want to have some good guidelines for safety and paying attention to what counts. Or if your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country, then you can really, really pay attention to what we've got going on here in the book. One of the mental coaches who's in the same kind of world as yours, Rob Andrews. Rob is the owner of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas. He's got a wall full of gold medals, because he dealt with the whole girls' gymnastic gold medal team in Rio. Kate Davis, who's a sports nutritionist for champions. Ian Goldberg, who has that fantastic app for parent-coach cooperation and interaction called iSport 360. So I know I'm bragging, but again, the bottom line is there is an epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, and the mental pressures are off the wall. And this is why, a couple of weeks ago I had an expert on, Dr. Denise, in eating disorders. And, mm-hmm. Some of that information is just nuts. And again, parents of serious athletes, the pressures of some of these kids. You talked about the online stuff when you've been on show before, sports and inside and outside of sports. This is a whole new world, isn't it?
It is. And I also want to say, though, I love the Hey Sports Parents book because it gives the tips so that our kids can have fun and stay in sports. Because I wrote Youth Athletics is Mind Medicine for Life. I played varsity goalie all 4 years in soccer. I was a lifeguard. I played basketball. I did play 3 sports. But the mindset that sports provide us for lifelong perseverance are golden. And so whatever your child, whatever level they are, if they're going to play college sports, professional, or if they decide not to play college, because I could have, but you have to stay persistent because you have to keep them safe. But the mindset's so amazing. I mean, there's so many benefits of sports. And so that's why I look at it as like a mind medicine for life, because you learn how to you learn how to lose a game. You learn how to come back from an injury. You learn how to care about someone. You learn how to respect your coach. And then you also
learn how to be
a
teammate.
Adults make mistakes.
Yes. And again, Sharkey, she's written numerous books. One of my favorites that I contributed to was called So You Really Want to Coach Kids? and where she talked about, again, the ability of fitting in to wherever that boy or girl is interested. It might be participating and taking part in a lot of the fun stuff, especially early on. And one of my favorites was an old patient of mine, Missy Orth, is one of the top physical trainers in the country in so many sports. She was a 16-year-old hotshot gymnast when I first saw her a long time ago. And she talked about the ages where some of this stuff really is important regarding overkill and overdoing it, because this is one, schedules are off the walls in many instances. And I go back to the Time magazine cover a year ago now, Dr. Denise. There was a little leaguer on the cover, and the headline was Youth Sports, the $15 billion a year business, and the financial burdens and the traveling, et cetera, et cetera. So paying attention to the great sides of things, the importance of exercise, keeping these kids. I've been talking about childhood obesity, easy 20 years, give or take a few weeks. It's as big a problem as it's always been. So the mind part of stuff, the responsibility when you're dealing with families, and you're dealing with the parents and the things, of course, that you feel they need to be paying big attention to if they're kids in sports, right?
Right. I mean, I see elite athletes here because I also, this is Manhattan Beach where there's the professional volleyballer. So I see it all here. This is where everyone's churning out, future Olympic athletes, people that are going to be playing in college. And then there's a big pressure here at the beach cities, to have your look for girls be a certain look in their little brief. So I work with eating disorders. I, work with people who have the emotional part of they just had an injury and now they're depressed because they're not going to get to play college ball. And so I'm the one helping them figure out, gosh, what do you need to do? And I take a holistic approach, just like your book does and everything you talk about. I talk about anti-inflammatory nutrition choices. I talk about, are you doing things like Pilates or yoga? And by the way, I love in your book the stretches that you gave that can go for all different athletes. I love that part. So everyone listening, the book has like great stretches you can do no matter what cross-training sports you're doing. So with my patients, Dr. Bob, I try to talk about all the things we can do for them not to be on a prescription. Of course, I see people that have depression, anxiety, and things that do require meds because I'm a psychiatrist. However, I do a lot of therapy and holistic educational work.
I think that's a major, major point, which is why I love having you on. When you say, let's really pay attention, between the autism and the behavior and the ADD kids and all this stuff, there is a deluge of medicines. Brings me to one of my main screams on sports doctors the fact that the United States is one of only two countries in the world that allows TV advertising every time you turn around. So your approach, the holistic approach, even though you have a high regard for meds when they're needed, I just think it's still really, really unique. We need more of you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Dr. Denise, hold on a quick second if you would. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag HeySportsParents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, back to storm-ridden Chicago live. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And again, we're going to stay on youth sports because we're going to be speaking with Kate Nematolahi. I hope, Kate, did I pronounce that right?
You did. Well done.
Great. Kate is the director of education of the National Alliance of Youth Sports. One of our country's leading advocacy groups for all aspects of youth sports. And we're thrilled to have her. And as a matter of fact, when I heard from Kate, she was responding about some of her feedback with hashtag HeySportsParents. Kate, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me.
Hey, give us some background on you and the National Alliance. A little quickie bio.
Certainly. I've been with the National Alliance for Youth Sports for about 9 years. If the listeners aren't familiar with our organization, we are been around since 1981. We started as a training program for the volunteer youth sports coaches, the moms and dads who sign up to coach at, you know, maybe they've played, but maybe they haven't, and a lot of times they've never had to organize and motivate a group of young kids, so it's all about the things that they encounter in youth sports. So that was how we started. The program was called National Youth Sports Coaches Association, and over the years, we learned that it's not just about having great coaches and educated coaches that makes a difference in youth sports, so we have other complimentary programs and resources a lot for free. We're a nonprofit. We've trained over 4 million coaches over the years, and we're just keep going because there are always new challenges in youth sports.
Boy, I'm hoping 4 million people buy the book, hashtag HeySportsParents. You know, Like my
grandmother, over the next, 37 years.
I hear you. Now, your founder, is it Fred? How do I pronounce that, his last name?
His last name is Eng, E-N-G-H,
yes,
Fred Eng, yes.
Fred Eng, again, another instrumental guy. My radio show goes back just about that far back in paying attention to the topics you're talking about, the education of coaches, the whole idea you have partnered with one of my frequent guests, one of the contributors to the book, Ian Goldberg, the great iSport 360 app and newsletter, where they talk about the importance of communication. Of course, the other ingredient is mom and dad and the sports parent and that whole world. So you guys were all on the same team, right, Kate? We're all trying to help educate the whole aspect of this gigantic world. Where is the National Sports Alliance out of?
We are based out of West Palm Beach, Florida. So we've been down there since our founding. When our founder, Fred Eng, had been, he was a physical educator. He was an athletic director, a high school coach. He ran Parks and Rec youth sports programs. He had 15,000 participants in his programs, and he knew the ins and outs of parents and coaches. And even back in the 60s and 70s when he was managing programs, they were the same problems that we have today. And we know that there's a new group of youth sports parents every year who are experiencing all of these emotions of seeing their child put on a uniform and try their best. And it just starts over again every year until it's a part of the culture of the organization. And that's what we really try to do, is impact the people who are running youth sports leagues, the administrators. Some of those people are volunteers too. They're, you know, spending their free time to help be a board member of a youth baseball league or whatever it may be. So we need to make sure those people can make policies and procedures that really impact leagues for years to come. Just trying to change one parent. I mean, sometimes that it's a snowball effect from there, but we're trying to do it kind of a top-down approach from getting those people who are really instrumental in making big changes in their community and trying to make an impact from there. But
yes, I
totally
think
agree. The parents seem to drive a lot of the decisions in youth sports, and one of the most obvious over the past several years has been the change that youth sports leagues were a lot of times run by the Parks and Recreation Department. You know, many still are, but more and more you see a group of parents say, hey, we don't want things done that way, so now we're going to go and start our own league. And that happens. Sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not.
Well, you need educated people. You need people who know what it's like to pay attention to safety and preventing problems. One of the big reasons I wrote the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was there is an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, and it's a big-time problem. One of the topics in the book is on youth sports and drugs. This is a gigantic topic.
Right.
The mental side of things that we were just talking with Dr. Denise about. What kind of relationship do you guys have, for instance, with the schools, Kate?
Not as much relationship with the schools. The schools are more so governed by, the Board of Education or the National Federation of High School Sports Associations, and they work with middle schools as well. So they handle their own coach education and also how programs are administered. They deal with these school athletic directors. We're mostly with recreational youth sports, community sports leagues, parks and rec departments, the independent youth sports leagues, Boys and Girls Clubs of America we work with, those sort of organizations who...
Yeah, how many kids are your organizations in some way, shape, or form involved with? Got to be a lot of kids.
You know, that's something that we should do a better job of measuring. But, you know, each year we have about 80,000 coaches go through our training course.
Wow.
You know, more parents and administrators as well. Coaches is the large amount of it. As I said, over the years, more than 4 million coaches have been trained. So, I mean, it's a lot of kids who have been impacted, but it's nowhere near close to the amount of kids who are participating in sports. And it's scary.
What's
that
the website? What's our website, Kate? People could find out all about the Alliance.
NAYS.org, National Alliance for Youth Sports. So it's NAYS.org. We go by NAYS, even though that sounds negative, and we're all about the positive. But, yes, it's
right.
NAYS.org.
Yes. Now, as a director of education, what are some of the main areas that you're paying attention to and have all along regarding the kind of education that you want to be sharing with all of these coaches and organizations?
Our education program for coaches, we really focus on the importance of youth sports and that their role in a child's life is a big one, and the impact that they have on kids. They know they're just volunteering, but they can really make an impact. So we get them to understand the importance of that and why we want to keep kids in sports. A lot of the benefits that you and Dr. Denise were talking about before I joined the call. But we also do teach the volunteer coaches a lot of things about injury identification and common sports injuries and prevention, conditioning appropriate to their sport, how to coach the skills of the sport, because that's important when it comes to preventing injuries. We talk about nutrition, hydration. There's all sorts of things that we talk about. A lot of it is about behavior, too. If you're a role model for kids, how should you be acting? How should you
Bingo.
Be interacting with parents and officials?
Yes.
And body language when speaking with the kids. They really pick up on that. And even
now, you guys pay attention to volunteer adolescent coaches, you know, where you get involved. We see so often, which is the little bit older boy might be umpiring for some of the younger kids or taking part in some of the coaching as far as some of the volunteer things. I saw that on the site. I think that's another great area.
I think that's something that's pretty untapped as far as
I agree.
Taking advantage of the kids who, you know, we're talking about kids who don't make it to the next level, and it's totally fine because they still get a lot of the benefits and hopefully they'll stay active for life. But a lot of them still enjoy sports, so getting them to stay involved with the community sports programs by being an assistant coach, I think is a really missed opportunity.
And terrific idea.
Yeah,
we're going to talk more about that. You know, we're talking with Kate Nematolahi, and she's the Director of Education for the National Alliance for Youth Sports. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. We'll be right back with Kate. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, back live from Chicago. We're reaching out in the Florida world. We're talking with Kate Nematolahi. She's the Director of Education for almost the past decade for the great organization, the National Alliance of Youth Sports. And again, we were talking so much about the community relationship of the park districts and some of the different leagues. What are some of the ages that are some of the kids? I would imagine it's quite young that get are involved with your program.
Yes, and we impact the youth sports programs through the leadership and the coaches and the parents. We've heard from some of the league directors that we work with that they have sports programs for kids as young as 18 months old, which is so bizarre when you think about it, and that they also have had parents asking, well, my child's not yet 18 months, but could he still participate in soccer? And this is, you know, we're talking about hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and it's a problem out there that we're continuing to try to figure out how to educate parents and coaches.
The Prodigy Sports is one of my most popular chapters, again, where I might be talking about the young gymnast. You know, when you watch the Olympics, this past Winter Olympics, and you see the Russian 15-and-a-half-year-old young girl win the Olympic gold figure skating title, you say to yourself, I wonder how old she was when she got started. Of course, 18 months, maybe crawling around in movement is good education. But the whole overkill side of things, which many times lead to so much frustration, you mentioned before that you pay big attention to behavior. This is one of the biggest topics, again. A season doesn't go by when we're not reading about whatever the hassles were with overzealous, screaming, ranting, raving parents, or what I call the Svengali coaches, which is these demanding, overbearing coaches. We're all aware, Kate, right?
This past year or so, I've had them.
We've been bombarded with the abuse side, and we deal with that in the book of some of these coaches or team doctors or whatever. So getting back to the having fun side, the participation side, the education side, and again, of course, I always ask individual specialists like yourself how your sports psychology skills are, right?
My mental toughness?
Yes, at least.
Right. Well, I would say that, you know, as a title, the Director of Education Programs, it does seem like I would be the one being the educator, but a lot of the only content that we feature is from experts. So people like yourselves, we have sports psychologists, medical professionals, athletic trainers. We've used well-known coaches like Coach K from Duke or John Harbaugh from the Ravens. They're all sharing their insight about proper behavior in youth sports and how it's so different from what they're doing and that sort of thing. I'm not the expert.
Yes, I
went to school for marketing.
But when you bring together this kind of influence, it's very, very important. You know, Jim Harbaugh wasn't all, he still got my orthotics in his shoes when he was with the Bears, you know, John's brother, bringing the Coach K's, bringing together a lot of these individuals, again, who could speak to parents, who could speak to coaches, who could talk about not only what it takes, but what's important, what are some of these different values. One of the most popular cartoons in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, if everybody can picture it, is this here's a little baby in a high chair throwing things all over the place, and the father next to her is saying, holy cow, I think he's going to be a goalie. He might not have been 18 months old, but again, this is a big business. Youth sports is a multi-billion-dollar business, and the pressure to play and the pressure to play hurt and some of these other kinds of things, we really, really need more organizations like yours. You had to be really one of the initiators when your founder, Fred Eng, and I was involved, even in the early 80s, where, when you mentioned youth sports, most people didn't know how to spell it. But you including doctors, the athletic trainers, this side of things, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was the relationship with the professional medical world. And it sounds like you included. It's great.
Yes, we do. We rely on expert contributors, and it's really, you know, the backbone of the research that we share in our training programs. So certainly we work with universities, we work with medical professionals, as I said, and we're always updating our training content too. So every couple years
we'll have
a new coaching youth sports.
Kate, the sports doctor's in, Kate. You know, so again, you know, as a sports podiatrist, every athlete that you deal with at whatever level needs, so the two exercises I talk about in the book, regardless of the sport, is strengthen those feet and ankles, even though I'm prejudiced, and work balance and work stability, regardless of your son's particular sport, whether you want to be a step or two faster or you want to, again, enhance safety. You know, what is the best shoe for your son or daughter? When we're talking about one sport or another, all these different things. So I'll throw my hat in the ring anytime you guys are ready.
Definitely.
With your National Alliance of Youth Sports. What are some of the other highlights that you want to stress in the last minute or so before we run out of time about what you guys are doing at the Alliance?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a ton of resources on our website. We mentioned it was NAYS.org, N-A-Y-S.org. One of the new initiatives I wanted to share is our Better Sports for Kids Quality Program Provider designation. And it's a lot of words, but essentially it means if you wanted to find out if a youth sports program is doing their part to make sure it's a safe and positive playing environment for kids, we have a process where a league can apply. They submit their policies and procedures to us. There's no charge for this at all. We are seeking sponsors, but it's a checklist that we go through and make sure that they have things in there about screening, volunteers, about coach, parent education, about accountability. You know, we want to know what's in their policies and procedures and how they do things. So that's a service that we are providing as a nonprofit organization. And again, it's free. If a parent wants to go get the checklist and share it with their league and say, hey, do you do these things? That's definitely something that we encourage. Or if you are involved with a league and you want to measure up and see how you guys are doing as in comparison to some of the national standards, then that's a free resource for you to be able to do that.
And aren't you guys involved, like I said, with iSport 360 in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have partnered with iSport 360, several other service providers in the youth sports world, and they are a member benefit for us. So if a coach goes through our training program, we don't just stop there. We provide $1 million of liability insurance in case someone gets hurt while they're coaching and they're liable. We also give them a membership ID card, and they have tons of resources they can access on our website and tools, coach rating system, and they also get partner discounts. So we have a special partnership discount with iSport 360 and several other services.
Yeah, the liability side, Kate, is a very, very big deal, especially when we're talking about something like concussions. And again, like the title of one of the chapters in hashtag Hey Sports Parents is, what are we going to do with youth tackle football? What are we going to do with any tackle football? And the world of liability is a very, very big deal. And coaches who participate should really know the ropes, know the rules, know to have a great template. And that's what it seems, you know, you guys really include in this latest program. Sounds like such a good addition, you know, again, in the furthering of education for coaches regardless. And I'm sure you have coaches that take part in every sport from A to Z, I would think.
We do. So we teach coaches the sport-specific fundamentals and drills, and all of our trainings are video-based. So we're actually, right now we have some staff members at Auburn University working with the baseball coaches at a youth camp to get some new footage for baseball coaches. But we have videos for 13 of the top team sports, but if there are any sports we don't offer the video for, there are still ways to do on-site clinics using our, you know, we have a general coaching video that they use, and then they just bring in a local expert who's usually high school or college level coach to do the sport specific drills, and we give them an outline for how to do that. But yes, we've had everything from cricket to rugby and whatever you can think of. So.
Okay, Kate Nematolahi, hold on one quick second, Kate. Again, the Director of Education for the National Alliance of Youth Sports, NAYS.org. Kate, thank you so much for joining me. Everybody, we will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. It's the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Moress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Moress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment, located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the Sports Doctor's In. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. You know, I took part in a Twitter chat this morning, which was really an interesting venue, also about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. But Sports Doctors In, again, we answer some emails. So in the future, drrweilsports. docor@yahoo.com. That's the long email that used to be some sort of a website. We kept it. drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Coming up next week, chiropractic physician does some Fox TV segments. Dr. Alex Vidan will be joining us on the Sports Doctor. I don't know if Ian Goldberg will be able to make it from iSport 360. The following week, Barry French, who's the CEO of the Tracer Technology, sports analysis, wearable technology. And then we're going to be talking yoga, Julie Rosenberg. So the couple of guests again today. It's been an exciting day with the buzz around hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And I really appreciate Dr. Denise joining me. She was one of the contributors to the book. And you go to Amazon, it's available, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Some emails. Joe asks, what makes up balance training? You know, it's a great question, Joe. Over the years, my mentor in sports medicine, the famous kinesiotherapist Bob Guida. Matter of fact, Bob was on probably 3-4 weeks ago. If you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, you could listen to the show with Bob. He's been on numerous times before. Bob always, and he worked with the best athletes in the world, the John McEnroes, the Jim McMahons, the Walter Paytons, list goes on and on of the different sports and athletes came to see him to rehabilitate an injury or to be a step quicker, faster, stronger. He always included balance stuff. He always had athletes balancing on tilt boards. He had them walking on what he called the oscillating O-beam. Looked like a balance beam from gymnastics where the edges were smoothed out so they were unstable. And we started then talking about instability training. You could, again, name it balance training. I don't care what the sport is. I don't care what the level is or what the age is. Working balance is a major, major component of preventing trouble and enhancing performance. You know, my co-author, Sharky Zartman, with the book, Hashtag A Sports Spirit, her last book, and she's written 9 of them, is called Empowered Aging. Fabulous book. She brings together numerous experts on all sides of aging healthy and happily. And I threw a chapter in. The name of my chapter was called Aging is a Balancing Act. And besides being cute, it's about adding balance exercises as we age. So whether you're using a mini trampoline that we used for years, imagine the mini trampoline is the face of a clock. So if you're standing with your right foot at 3 o'clock, then the trampoline is moving you inward, and stability work is all part of that moving around. Last week, I had Mike Curry. Mike is the co-creator of the Strong Board Balance boards. Fantastic piece of equipment with springs to challenge all aspects of balance. So there are many, many safe ways of standing on one foot. We call it proprioception, where you are demanding the body do the balancing, and you're strengthening your core, your hips, all the joints, your feet, ankles, knees, lower back. Key, safe parts of training. Carrie asks, talk about plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis, inflammation of the arch and heel, is the number one thing we see in sports podiatry and even regular podiatry. Heel pain is very, very common. The whole arch area is susceptible to stress. The plantar fascia goes from the toes to the heel. Common area of irritation is the heel and the beginning of that arch. Inflammation, soreness, developing sometimes heel spurs in that area. Plantar fasciitis requires good foot support. So orthotics is a major, major component of getting rid of plantar fasciitis, preventing plantar fasciitis. So is stretching and strengthening of the foot and ankle. So often we use physical therapy. Very often we use orthotics. What is the best shoe? What's your foot mechanics? Are you flat-footed? Do you have high arches? Both can be very susceptible to arch strain. Use of over-the-counter arch support could be a good first step. See podiatry, the major expert in the plantar fasciitis world. Steve has, are cross trainers good for basketball? Cross trainers, Steve, are sports shoes that are multifaceted compared to running shoes or walking shoes, which are designed for one step in front of the other. Cross trainers give us side-to-side stability. So whether you're on a basketball court, whether you're on a tennis court, whether you're hiking trails, whether you're playing a multi-direction sport like soccer or football, you can get away with cross trainers. You don't want to be in running or walking shoes. I'll temper that with the idea that you want to look at the shoe that's designed for the sport that you're playing or your son or daughter is playing. But a generality is you could be running in cross trainers, you could be running and jumping in cross trainers, and they really are all about, again, a multi-direction. Todd asks, what are the main differences between acute and chronic injuries? Acute injuries just happen, Todd. and whether you stepped in a hole and turned an ankle, whether you twisted a knee, whether you came down hard and hurt yourself, an acute injury just happened. And the old adage was the old Rice principles, rest, ice, compression, elevation. Now that's really, really, really being questioned. And I talk about that in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where the old ice, even the rest, ice, compression, elevation, which was coined by Dr. Merkin, his second book, he talked about, you know, I was wrong. Ice doesn't do much except a numb an area. You're better off doing what's called muscle activation regarding for acute injuries. Chronic injuries, we many times don't have a history. I don't remember Dr. Wilde, but my ankles have been bothering me for months, or my son's been complaining about their shins hurting or their knees hurting. So the overuse injuries are by far much more common, and often they have to do with what they say. Overuse, too much. I call it the terrible twos, where you're doing too much. You've increased what you're doing too aggressively. You're just doing it with too much intensity. So we pay big attention even to foot mechanics with chronic injuries, where we might very well see that your daughter's pronated feet are one of the main reasons why her shins or knees hurting her in her tennis or her basketball or softball career. Sally says, if we have time, you know, in general, my son's a quite serious 12-year-old figure skater. Are orthotics necessary? You know, Sally, for 40 years I've been putting orthotics in skates. We mentioned earlier the 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, my main poster guy, Evan Lysacek. He was under 10 years old. We first put orthotics in his skates. Today, all these years later, yes, orthotics done properly help every aspect of figure skating. Our monthly newsletter, High Performance Figure Skating, you find out about it on my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, just this past month. That was the topic. Proper orthotics, put the foot ankle in the best alignment. Things like edging, things like propulsion, things like balance and stability, key components of figure skating, all are enhanced with the addition of orthotics. So the gold program for the serious figure skater is often proper fitting with the knowledgeable boot fitter, somebody like John Hermata, who shares the newsletter with me. Mr. Edge is his title. Usually where we have custom boots, properly fit, and then the custom orthotics, where we're talking optimum alignment. And this becomes something where I tell parents or coaches, instead of asking the question, is this something that my son or daughter needs, to whether or not your son or daughter would benefit. For so many years, and still today, the main reason we're using orthotics in figure skates or in hockey skates is something hurts. Your ankles hurt. Your son or daughter's knees are a problem in figure skating, where all the jumping. They're having, again, foot-ankle discomfort. And very often, we're looking at the boots for relief. The new booklet, if you go to Geppetto's or MrEdge.com, you can read about the free booklet with proper fitting and skate equipment that Mr. Edge provides, again, in the world of figure skating. And I have always added the strengthening component for these young skaters. Many times with all the jumping, and we could think of other sports we'll mix in, whether it's tennis, whether it's soccer, whether it's figure skating, where that young boy or girl is doing so much running or jumping activity, very often the additional running or jumping exercise is overkill, where we start to see this young skater, for example, might be your son or daughter, who might be doing 50 jumps a week or more in figure skating is then jumping boxes, running stairs, or doing sprints in off-ice training. And the problem is, again, overkill. So you really, really want to be paying attention. And we're talking again about all of youth sports. And the bottom line, stress it a lot in the book, hashtag a sports parents, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to continue participating, you are over the line, my friend. And this is where many times these problems start. The reliance on over-the-counter ibuprofen, on over-the-counter Aleve. Again, it's advertised ad nauseum. And we're in the middle of the worst pain pill epidemic with opioids our country has ever seen. Tens of thousands of deaths. Much of it starts with a prescription pain medicine because of some type of sports or other activity related injury, and we're just swimming with these kinds of problems. And in the world of youth sports, I can't tell you how common the reliance. You know, Dr. Weil, my daughter plays serious volleyball, and she takes two Advil maybe before practice and maybe two before she goes to bed. She's been doing it on and off for months. She now we're having stomach problems or other kinds of concerns because we are reluctant to back off. So, again, if your son or daughter is dealing with recurring overuse problems, you want to see a good sports physician. You want to include good physical therapist, including podiatry, to help you answer those questions, which might be, you know, what is the best skate or boot? What is the best sports shoe? How much attention should we be paying to trying to prevent some of these overuse problems? Because, again, the epidemic of overuse injuries has a lot to do with just doing too much too often. And the adult population, we're not going to exclude here. It's so often the recreational individual who wants to be a jogger, who wants to be doing Zumba classes, who's taking new programs at their particular facility or their gym, and now they've fallen into the category of overuse injuries because maybe they're just doing too much. They haven't gotten the proper instruction. So you want to pay big attention. Again, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Denise McDermott, Kate Nematolahi, for joining me, and we'll catch everybody for another edition next week. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Catch you next week. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors Inn, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.